American Hemp Hub, there it is, our newest sponsor on the program. They've got chocolates and gummies, canna mixers. You should try their soda pops. Put down the juice, all right? Drinking is retarded. Alcohol is dumb. It's time for a new social lubricant. Find your vibe at AmericanHempHub.com. But by this point, everyone in this audience, we can say for certain that all of you, you're a very smart audience. You are definitely, there's no comparison. You're the smartest, most intelligent, most brilliant, critically thinking audience that's out there. I mean, in existence. And so all of you are well aware, or you should be well aware, that this country's political system is completely occupied by a bunch of subversive, anti-Christian, anti-white, anti-American Jews who are working not just on behalf of the foreign state of Israel, the illegitimate, homosexual, pedophilic, Talmudic state of Israel, but on behalf of a more broad, satanic, Talmudic agenda that's taken shape over thousands of years. These people hate you so much that they claim descent from those who murdered Jesus Christ, yet still every single day Americans just jump up and down and clap like retards, like trained seals for a bunch of treasonous pedophile politicians who've sold their souls to these people, including the president, people like Donald Trump, who sold his soul to AIPAC for $200 million. And AIPAC gets talked about a lot. It's not just AIPAC. Yeah, sure, AIPAC has been getting a lot of attention lately, and for good reason. Well, they dump hundreds of millions of dollars into American politics every single election cycle and in between election cycles as well. They bought the 2024 election. The sitting president of the United States is AIPAC's $200 million man. They just had dozens of members of Congress on this bipartisan trip to Israel, this big delegation that was meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu and members of his regime. Rather than going back to their home districts and doing the bidding of, or at least listening to their people during their August recess, no, they were in Israel. And because it was an AIPAC-funded trip, you can bet the little Jew man in the corner was sneaking around taking pictures, getting videos, going through cell phones, digging up as much dirt on our political class as possible so that they can be told exactly what to do if and when they decide to return to work and do the bidding of the people on America's Capitol Hill. These people tell us that these two parties can't agree on anything, that Democrats and Republicans are constantly at each other's throats. It's a theatrical presentation. It's all an act. They're playing a part in this reality show. And when it comes down to it, they're all working for the same tribe. They're all working for the same foreign illegitimate nation state. They're all working for the Jew. They're all working for Israel. So yeah, we talk about AIPAC a lot. But again, it's not just AIPAC. At any given time, you have a bunch of Jews poking around their Shylock noses in D.C., carrying bags of cash provided by the Republican Jewish Coalition or the J Street PAC or the Jewish Democratic Council of America or NORPAC or the American Jewish Committee. I mean, it's endless. And if we're going to name each and every one of these Jewish pressure groups that are doing business with our government and other ones like it, we would probably be sitting here all day. But you get the point. And if you don't get it by now, you need to do some soul searching, because there's a good chance that you'll never get it. If you don't see it now, you just don't want to see it. And that's just not an option anymore. Americans are going to have to stand up and fight back in every single way possible so that we can at least be somewhat represented within our own political apparatus. The Jew has dozens of PACs and pressure groups and fundraising arms. They have thousands of politicians that they sponsor nationwide. And right now, at least in D.C., we don't really have anyone outside of, what, Thomas Massie and maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene? And that's exactly why Michael Rechtenwald, who we've had on the program before, has decided to take action. And he founded a counterweight to AIPAC called AZAPAC, an abbreviation for the Anti-Zionist America Political Action Committee. Brilliant. So the goal of Michael Rechtenwald, and we'll talk to him in just a second, from what I've read so far, the goal is to fund anti-Zionist candidates from all over the country. And he explains that in AZAPAC's mission statement, which reads in part, quote, "The Anti-Zionist America PAC, AZAPAC, is dedicated to removing Zionist control from the United States government at the local, state, and federal levels. We fund and support candidates for political office who refuse funds from Israeli lobbies such as AIPAC, Christians United for Israel, J Street, and the Zionist Organization of America. The candidates that we support have no dual loyalties or citizenships. These candidates act solely in the best interests of the American people, not on behalf of Israel or its Zionist supporters in the United States or elsewhere. We support efforts to dismantle Zionist control, cut foreign entanglements, and prioritize the interests of American citizens above all. By advancing non-interventionist policies that cut all foreign military aid, including to Israel, as it commits atrocities and crimes against humanity, AZAPAC aims at a better America and a world liberated from endless foreign conflict and imperial domination. In pursuit of this vision, we will work to require AIPAC to register as a foreign agent under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, or FARA. We will also work to protect civil liberties against censorship and surveillance often tied to Zionist agendas, enforce secure borders and immigration policies that safeguard American communities, pursue accountability for elite corruption, and advocate ending the Federal Reserve's grip on our economy. We support full investigations into networks like Epstein's, the foreign intelligence blackmail operations that enable them, and the foreign lobbyists that compromise our government and institutions. Through transparent, grassroots-driven campaigns, AZAPAC empowers a non-interventionist, freedom-focused America, free from Zionist imperialist agendas and dedicated to true sovereignty, economic independence, and national prosperity. End quote. If you're still going to participate in elections, you shouldn't be voting for anyone who doesn't have AZAPAC's stamp of approval, especially as we move toward these 2026 midterms. That was like a presidential campaign. That was a platform of a real America First leadership. I love it. Michael Rechtenwald joins us now. Thank you for coming back. Wow. I mean, so you briefly mentioned this the last time that you were on the program. That was an amazing platform. That mission statement is, I mean, if that doesn't ring true to everyone in this audience. So tell us about this. Where do the funds come from? Where do they get applied? What is the first order of business for AZAPAC?
Well, the first order of business is to, you know, establish our presence on the web, which we're doing now, and to start fundraising directly for candidates that we're going to support in the midterm elections and from there on forward. So the basic premise here, as you pointed out, is to rid the government of these Zionist infiltrators completely, and doing that by displacing them with other candidates and making it clear just how these other candidates are taking money from AIPAC as opposed to AZAPAC. So we're going after AIPAC and its other and the other Jewish lobbies directly. We're going after the money. We're going to pull the money together of American citizens who are sick and tired of Zionist occupation of the United States of America. This has never been more clear, especially since we saw the recent release of the pedophile Alexandrovich.
Isn't that something? I mean, you cannot really just gloss over that. When you think about the implications of what just happened there, and, you know, this administration is just kind of sleight of hand, you know, yeah, oh, well, we're going to leave that up to Nevada authorities, just completely passing the buck as if this was their fault, as if any of that could have occurred and he could have been allowed to leave this country without the intervention of the federal government. The Trump administration called him an air Uber to get him out of here. And if they were serious about bringing him back, the DOJ or the FBI could issue a UFAP warrant immediately for unlawful flight to avoid prosecution, have him remanded to the custody of Israeli officials and extradited back here by U.S. air marshals so that he could face extreme accountability for trying to rape a handicapped American child. But the fact is, because of this $200 million man being there, very intentionally placed there, very well-funded, very strategically placed, you know, this agenda just continues to skyrocket at a trajectory that nobody could have ever believed. But they tell you exactly what it is that they're going to do if you read the 34 pages of Project Esther. So for anybody who has any doubts or, you know, any questions about why this is happening so quickly, it's because there's a very specific time agenda. They have 2 years to complete this Talmudic takeover and usher in the Antichrist and build the Third Temple and invade New Khazaria and obliterate the Ukrainians that remain there, ethnic Russians, largely Orthodox Christians, to get rid of 1.8 million Palestinians in the Gaza region, move their efforts into the West Bank, into Lebanon, into Syria, and eventually provoke World War III with Iran, because that's the last domino to fall. If we don't act right now, that's what's in our future, and I'm not being hyperbolic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people tell me it's too late, but I refuse to give up at this juncture. There's no way I'm giving up. We saw the mask off. The mask has come completely off. I mean, we saw that, of course, these Jewish infiltrators have been controlling our government for decades. But now with this Trump administration, this has become the real flex moment for these people. And they have taken off, completely taken off the mask and made it extremely clear that this government is being run by, quote unquote, Israel, as it were. When I say Israel, I mean the entire Jewish elite, so-called billionaire class that is running the political system of the United States, our cultural institutions, not to speak of all the other things. I mean, we can't attack all of these things with AZAPAC, but we can go after the political class. And that's the main project here. We leave it to others to take on all of the cultural elements, the institutional takeover and all that. We think that will be ameliorated if, in fact, we can get candidates in there who will stop taking bribes from Jewish donors.
You know, it's a joke. Actually, it's not a joke because it's not funny at all. It's more of a humiliation ritual when you think about how right in the wide open they just mock us and turn this entire political apparatus into a laughingstock. If you look at, for example, the Fox News channel, which we know is one big degenerate orgy. I mean, all of these people are having sex with each other. It's a disgusting, filthy place. I think it was Megyn Kelly, actually, that said something about this. But, you know, look at our government right now. Dan Bongino, you know, he's the deputy director of the FBI. It's like Fox is the farm team for Major League Baseball. You know, it's like this is where they groom, the CIA grooms these people. Pete Hegseth, the guy who used to run around the country and get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and have breakfast with old boomers and get their stupid takes for Fox and Friends, is now running the Pentagon. Okay, this guy is the defense secretary of what we're told is the most powerful, lied to about, told is the most powerful military, most technologically advanced killing machine in all of human history. Pete Hegseth, this drunk retard, this dickface from Minnesota, who ran around eating scrambled eggs with, you know, blue hairs. This is who's running the world's largest, most deadly killing machine so that we can spread more democracy, of course, and kill more babies. I mean, it's just insane. This is like Leo Terrell, the house nigga. That's what I call him. You know, this good boy for the Zog is running the anti-Semitism task force at the federal government, appointed by Donald Trump. It's just Howard Lutnick giving the Israeli loyalty tests to every single prospective cabinet member or member of the Trump administration. This has just gone so far that when you look at it, it's like anybody who doesn't realize this. So there are going to be a lot of people that support you. This is coming from individual private donors. That's what I'm hearing from you.
Right.
And, you know, obviously we talked about the hundreds of millions of dollars that these people at AIPAC and all of these other things that are named other things, but all serve the same entity. They have, you know, endless financial resources at their availability. So it's impossible to say, I would think, realistically, that AZAPAC is going to have that kind of power, economically speaking, financially speaking, at least immediately. So small victories and a realistic battle plan, would that include, you know, purchasing airtime so that people know about these alternative candidates? Because we know that's one of the ways that they win. You have a choice between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, because Stu Peters would never get any time on the Fox News channel, and I wouldn't be allowed on a debate stage because you have to pay to play. So is that part of what AZAPAC is going to aim to do, is introduce these people to a broad mainstream Fox consuming audience?
Yeah, we're going to, you know, run ads for, you know, candidates that we completely vet to make sure they have no ties to these lobbies, to these international, to these foreign agents. and to make sure they have no dual loyalties, and to make sure they have no dual citizenship, which is another factor. So all of these things will be, you know, we'll vet every one of these candidates very closely, and we'll get there. We'll get advertisements on the air. Yes, Fox News will be hearing about AZAPAC. And if they try to deny us advertising, then we'll definitely go for legal measures in that case. Because there's absolutely no reason.
I mean, Lamar and Clear Channel Outdoor won't even allow me, because I'm Stu Peters, to put just a website on a billboard. Just jproof.ai. I'm not allowed to do that because of who I am. And, you know, of course, that means that they understand, and we know that that's because we are an effective weapon. And they don't want to introduce, you know, large amounts of people to this platform and the things that we discuss here on a daily basis. It could be very problematic for them. And historically, it has been. I mean, we have Jews changing and hiding and going back into the closet with their complete fake religion by burning a cow alive in secret because of the pressure, according to Adam King, the Jews' top spokesperson, because of the pressure that the lunatic Stu Peters put on them and the media frenzy that surrounded them, you know, playing in the ashes of these cows that they burned alive so that they could usher in the Antichrist and build the third temple and rule over all of humanity. These people literally believe that they were chosen by God to subjugate everything that they touch and to take over and enslave all of humanity and be the arbiters of life and death. So when I say that we're in a pretty serious predicament and that the timing, you know, is very obvious when you read Project Esther, it's just 34 pages. If you haven't read it, please do. I'm being really serious. And Michael, you've looked into all of these things. So am I overstating any of this?
No, not at all. I think it's you know, I don't want to have any hyperbole here, but we're in deep doo-doo, really. We're under, you know, complete occupation, as your film put it. And, you know, the tide has to turn. We must be able to, control our own fate. As it is right now, we're utterly under their control. So it is time for the American people to pull their resources together to compete with these monsters who have a complete grip over our government and are controlling everything that happens here, including domestic policy, as we see with Project Esther, and also with the whole Palantir surveillance state that they are erecting using the alibi of disorder in the American cities. That's just the usual Hegelian dialectic that they use. They create the problem, they evoke the reaction or response, and then they come along with a so-called solution. And that solution is basically a complete police state, a complete surveillance state, and I believe a social credit score system that will also include basically your anti-Semitism score. That's really what it's going to come down to. So no, I don't think you're overstating this at all, but I don't want to overstate it either, because I don't want people to feel this is hopeless. We're in deep trouble, but it's not hopeless as long as we're alive and able to fight back.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, don't sit down, don't lay down and accept this. It's like, you know, accepting that because you get older means that you need to be immobile and on 41 different pills or injections that you go get from the big pharmaceutical murderous corporation that's tied right back to the very same people that AZAPAC is combating.
Exactly.
So where do people go? Where do you want to start directing people right now as of today to go to get more information on AZAPAC? Where can people go right now if they're like, oh, shit, this is where I want my money to go. If I've got red money, this is where I want to go. You know, I want my, you know, or yellow money, whatever. Talk to your financial advisor, obviously. But this is something that I can see a lot of people wanting to throw a whole lot of money at. People like, you know, that have it, people inside of this movement who have been dragged through the mud. They've been slandered. They've been, you know, Dan Bilzerian, for example, kicked off of the board of his own company for saying the truth on Piers Morgan, and long before that, of course. Well, he laid down on the sword of economic suicide. This is something that certainly would grab his attention. There's a lot of people who would love to throw a lot of money at this.
Yes, we're counting on people like Dan Bilzerian and other people that, you know, are doing quite well, but have been assailed by the Jewish supremacist class. I have myself. I lost a fellowship at Hillsdale College for criticizing Israel's genocidal tendencies and its constant belligerence toward all of its neighbors. I lost a big fellowship at Hillsdale College. So I'm fighting. This is not something that I'm in this because of my own skin, having been in the game. My skin is in the game. So if anybody has any questions about my intentions, they're very clear. I haven't disguised anything. There's no hidden agenda, and there's certainly not going to be any infiltration. I can guarantee you that. As of right now, we are in the process of constructing our website. It'll be at aza-pack.com, aza-pack.com. It'll be up very soon. We'll be taking donations. Right now, we're in the middle of actually opening our bank account. We filed with the FEC. All of that is in order. We filed with the IRS, so we're all ready to go. Just give us a few more days to have a website up at aza-pack.com, and we will have links to donate. We'll put the mission statement up there and other aspects of the organization, such as who's in it, who's involved. Everything is going to be utterly transparent. There's no hidden agenda, no hidden players, no infiltrators, no Jews behind this curtain, nothing like that. I'm a straight shooter. I've never been anything but a straight shooter. I'd probably do that at my own peril, but I don't care. It's time to take a stand. I was terrified at this stand because I know what they're going to do. They're going to come after me. I'll soon see my name, of course, on the ADL website and other places. I don't care anymore. It's too late to be worried about these kinds of things. It's time to take action, and that's what I am doing.
Wow, that's just incredibly based. It really is. It's super based. So aza-pack.com is the URL where the site's going to be built.
Right.
You think within a matter of days, do you think by Monday people will be able to see something tangible on this?
Yes, by Monday they'll definitely be able to see the website up. It'll be all operative. And,
I love the way, I love what you said about transparency too. And with that, I've got one more question. We got to get out of here, but, God, I hate these time constraints. As far as transparency and accountability, who is it that's in charge at the top of the levers of power, you know, pulling the strings and making the critical decisions for where this money goes to, that's raised by AZAPAC?
It'll be me, and, I'll bring a board on. I'll set up a board.
Be careful. Be careful with those boards. We just mentioned what happened to Dan Bilzerian. His own company.
Like Dan Bilzerian will be getting a DM from me very shortly on X. And I do have an open line of communication with him. I'd love for him. I'd love for you. I'd love for others to be on the board of directors. And so we'll have a very tight knit board. All base people, nobody, no infiltrators, no dual allegiances, no sneaky Jews coming in and running the show. I guarantee it.
People who love their country, you know,
exactly.
People who want to stop murdering people, who don't agree with this, who don't believe that a morally upright people would sponsor and fund the genocide and ethnic cleansing and mass murder of a people. You know, people who understand that they don't want big pharmaceutical companies lobbying anymore either. They don't want the control,
right,
no matter where it's coming from, over those who we send to represent us to do the bidding of our people and create a future for our children in a country where they can prosper.
Exactly.
That's the goal here.
We don't want any candidates coming in that are also, you know, going to work on the other prong of the Jewish infiltration on the domestic side with the WEF and its plans for the American people.
Yeah, now headed up by Larry Fink. We're told
Larry
it's
Fink.
Interim. Yeah, we'll see if that sun sets. Do you think that once Larry Fink grabs a hold of any kind of power that he's just going to concede and let go of it?
Oh, absolutely not. This is going to be, he's probably been pulling the strings anyway, people like him. Larry Fink was on the board of the WEF. He's been on the board for a long time. So it's not a surprise that they just basically, again, took the mask off and said, this is the guy that's actually running the show, so we might as well make him the director of the whole organization.
Yeah, well, we were told that Klaus Schwab had to step aside because, you know, he was involved with financial immorality and sexual degeneracy, and he was compromised sexually and financially. You don't think that maybe Larry Fink and the tribe had anything to do with making sure that there was plenty of tapes on Klaus Schwab of sexual immorality?
Yeah,
he weaseled his way, just like they weasel their way into any position of power or income. He weaseled his way in there. And, you know, that was supported. I'm not saying that Klaus Schwab is some morally upright guy. He's a psychopath, and I think he needs to be put on trial for crimes against humanity. If we lived in a serious world, he would have been a long time ago. But this Larry Fink BlackRock merger with the World Economic Forum gives them now the tools that they need in their tool chest, in their weaponry cache, to be able to carry out some of the ambitions that we have thought before may be a bridge too far. Yeah, all right. Of this stuff is now going to start coming to fruition. And again, there's a very laid out, very specific timeline for all of this. And we're under a lot of pressure here. We got to pick up the ball and we got to run with it. We got to advance the ball. We can't be bloviating blowhards, and we can't be, you know, looking for clicks and likes here. We got to take action. We got to get up off of our asses. We got to get down into the trenches and be willing to make sacrifices. You know, if we're going to save our country, if we're going to talk about, if reclamation is going to be in the conversation at all, it's going to have to include some pretty serious sacrifices that do have a precedent, you know, but they may be uncomfortable sacrifices. And right now is the time to do that. All right. So AZA, thank you, Michael. We appreciate it. I'm going to be talking to you really soon. I'll message you privately, but it's AZA-PAC.com. Look for that throughout the weekend. Keep hitting the refresh button. AZAPAC. Read that mission statement. I'm also going to post that on my X account. You can go follow Michael Rechtenwald on X as well to see that. But AZA-PAC.com. Again, AZA-PAC.com. And I think that he's right. No, it's not too late. Don't be black-pilled here. Let's go. Pick up the sword and fight. We'll be right back.
As Christians in a Christian country, we have a right to be, at minimum, agnostic about the leadership being all Jewishly occupied.
We literally should be at war with fucking Israel 100 times over, and instead we're just sending them money, and it's fucking craziness.
Look at the state of Israel, look at the state of Tel Aviv, and look at the state of Philadelphia. You tell me where this money's going. You tell me who's benefiting from this.
I am prepared to die in the battle fighting this monstrosity that would wish to enslave me and my family and steal away any rights to my property and to take away my God. Go fuck yourself. Will I submit to that?
And if you've got a foreign state, you've got dual citizens in your government, who do you think they're supporting?
God, right now, would you protect the nation of Israel and protect those of us, not just our church, but every church in the world and in this nation that's willing to put their neck on the line and say, we stand with them.
You can look at Trump's cabinet. You can look at Biden's cabinet. It's full of Jews.
Black friend in school. I have nothing against blacks. She has nothing against me. She understands where I'm coming from.
Excuse me, I'm a Jew, and I just like to say that, you know, in our Bible it says that you're like animals.
The Jews crucified our God.
Welcome to SPN Store. Gear up and speak for truth. Support uncensored journalism with exclusive SPN merch for the Stu Crew. Limited edition tees, wear your values loud and clear. Exclusive hoodies, stay comfortable while backing the truth. Shop now and stand proud at spnstore.com. Fast shipping, Patriot owned and limited runs. Don't miss out.